This is a recording of the April 15th, 2026 Governance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Association Boardroom.
Okay, well, we can get through the business part of the agenda, and we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order at 4:06 p.m. Roll call in the room of committee members is myself, Catherine Jernstrom, the Vice Chair of Governance Committee, Suzanne Fleet Green, online, Jim Nordland. And the non-committee members online, we have Cece Cooper and Dan Rogers. Director Morse is on her way, and Director Wigan is excused. He's on a different time zone. I will look for a approval of, oh, I'm sorry, could we have a roll call of the room?
In the room, we have Bernie Smith, Julie Heskett, and Arvin Miller. Online, we have Heather Slocum, Sandra Casey, and Stephanie Haddell.
Thank you. I'll look for an approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Moving to approval of the minutes.
Move to approve.
All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes. Great. No unfinished business. Persons to be heard. Bernie, would you have anything to say?
Only reason I came.
Great. Come on in.
Thank you.
This is going to be a shorty. I have a dinner with you tonight. So.
Well, thanks for joining us on the way.
Okay. Good afternoon, all. For the record, my name is Bernie Smith. I wasn't planning to attend this meeting because I have a friend visiting me, and we're planning to go out to dinner tonight. But when I was talking to the director, Strongstrom, about the upcoming MAC meeting on Tuesday, she stated that the public section would be short and because we would be going into executive session to evaluate our CEO, Arthur Miller. I thought I should say a few things about Mr. Miller. I believe most of you know that I have tried to attend all things that are public about Chugach. I also served as an interim director and that also was involved with the evaluation of Mr. Miller at that time. So when I speak of total support for Arthur Miller and the great job that he has done over the years, and still doing for our co-op, I speak with some experience. I have seen Arthur speak at many public forums, and he's always presented Chugach well. And for y'all to that were involved in the town hall, you saw it for yourself, and how involved and knowledgeable and that he is about our co-op. Therefore, when y'all go into executive session for his evaluation, I hope you take in all the good things that Arthur has done and support him and his team, so that Arthur has done, and the support that he and his team and members that I have spoken to will give him the highest marks that he deserves. Thank you. And for the most people already know this, but he will be speaking at the Make It Monday chamber meeting Monday. And so I'm hoping that we have directors that were able to attend. I sent an email out to the MAC committee, and we now have at least four, maybe five people from the MAC committee are going to be attending that also. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bernie.
Sure.
Thank you, Bernie. I do believe five or six of us from the board are attending on Monday.
Oh,
to
really?
Make It Monday, so we'll see you there. And thank you for the reminder about the MAC meeting on Tuesday. I will be there, but if any other board members want to join, I'm sure folks would love to see you. And that the timing is a little bit different than our normal meetings. It is 5:30.
Yeah.
5:30. That's our time.
Okay. Well, I won't be staying for the rest of your meeting, but enjoy. While I'm gone, y'all can talk about bad things about me.
Thanks,
never burn. Thank you.
All right.
And as has been discussed at many previous meetings, we are in the process of improving audio in this room. And I was told at the beginning of this meeting that one of the settings was turned off that usually isolates paper rustling, side conversations, etc., as one potential improvement. And so what that means is rustling papers is going to be distracting and side conversations will be quite apparent on the recording. So keep that to a minimum. Okay, I don't believe there's any members online. There's no members left in the room, so we will move to new business. Oh, for the record, Director Morse, I see, is online. Can you hear us all right, Director Morse? I imagine she's driving here, so we'll let her focus on that and not unmuting. New business is board performance reflection and feedback. This is an agenda item that I wanted to add. I'm hoping to reframe our discussion a little bit after some further contemplation and research on the topic. I wanted us as a board to talk about a board self-assessment from what I can tell through conversations with other board members and Arthur. We haven't done this as a board in a long time, if at all, and we certainly haven't made it into an annual process for improvement as a board. And so I think it is time to discuss the values, the value that a board appraisal could bring to the organization, and discuss maybe what the process and outcome might look like, and then make a plan for us to prioritize it if we all come to agreement that it is an important thing for us to do. I know I had asked folks to spend time reflecting and on how we performed in the past year, but I think that we owe it to ourselves and our organization and our members to look at the board appraisals process more formally and professionalized rather than a one-off conversation. Think about it more holistically on what best practices look like. And so I'm suggesting that today we look at that process and come up with a plan for the next couple of months. NRECA has some data on electric co-ops and the number of them that perform board appraisals, and it's definitely in the minority. The data I have is a handful of years old, but it's nowhere near 50%. However, we are one of the largest electric co-ops in the country, and I would argue probably one of the more complex, given our vertical integration and ownership in a gas field, and so we should be operating in the top echelon of co-ops, and I think a board appraisal, doing it properly annually, is a part of that. So I wanted to sort of maybe give some framework for what an appraisal might look like, and then we can have a discussion on what we want to do as a group. Board appraisals are a good tool, similar to CEO appraisals and strategic planning. It includes data acquisition to identify areas of concern, and then most importantly, a board feedback session to share that, come up with two or three priority areas, and then a plan to implement those improvements. If we're not going to do anything with what we come out of it, then there isn't much of a point to it. So that's a key component. The board assessment process provides space for boards to ask themselves essentially if the processes and techniques that we're using work for us. And so that might change year to year. And the areas to be appraised might change year to year. And we can maybe brainstorm some examples. It's also another just plug for why we should be doing this. It's an extension of our, you know, duty of care as board members, and demonstrates our commitment to make careful, rational, disinterested, and evidence-based decisions. All publicly traded companies are required and have been for a long time to provide board appraisals, and it's for, you know, compliance and ethics reasons. And I think we can hold ourselves to a high standard as well. This is a one-time work. It's ideally part of a continuing effort by the board to improve our overall performance. So the three things I think to discuss today are what an assessment might look like. It will probably involve an outside consultant and not trying to do it internally ourselves, but we can have a discussion about resources. I think in the past, Arthur mentioned that the 4-Acre Group has maybe supported us in this way. I know a lot of the national organizations and NRECA and others provide this service as well, but we could do some thoughts around how to resource this most of it with, you know, the best use of our members' money. And then the assessment methodology, a couple different ways to do it. There's blind surveys that are anonymous, and then we aggregate the data. There's one-on-one interviews, and then there's group interviews. You can also do a combination of those things. And then the other piece that after we get buy-in, that this is a priority. The other piece that we all need to have agreement on is the areas to be appraised. I think most commonly it's board structure, so roles and responsibilities, meetings, agenda development, management participation, prep materials, meeting effectiveness, work products, so our work products being CEO appraisal, strategic planning effectiveness, board monitoring, dashboards, budget approval, audit report and discussion, risk oversight, etc. Board development, education, onboarding, metrics, key measures that we should know and be very familiar with that guide our strategic planning oversight. And then the last thing is how and when improvements are implemented after we get through this process. And that's making sure the data is collected appropriately, having a proper meeting, an after action meeting to look at the data and decide on areas, and then making a plan for improvement. We do have in our resources tab, the book from NRECA 957.1, which is board appraisal. It's 50 pages long or so and talks about what a handful of different processes might look like. So I would recommend, if we decide to move forward with this, that we all read that to ground ourselves. So that is the kind of, I just wanted to write a little bit of guardrails and structure around what I'm proposing, and then have a discussion now for 5-10 minutes about, is this something we want to do, why do we want to do it, and how can we get it done over the next X number of months. Who has thoughts?
I have thoughts.
Susie.
Well, I can yield to the committee if okay, go ahead. Susie, I'm not. NRECA has a course, one of their, I don't know what series that is, but it's called How to Be a Good Director. It's like, and then the next step up is like how to be a good chair, but how to be a good board member, how to be a good board member. That has a lot of this foundation of like the duty of care, the preparedness, the, you know, not so much, you know, a lot of those basic, the foundation things of the minimum or the required things that any board member should do. Like, I know we have more things going on in the type of co-op we run. I've attended that course. I might have the materials. And the last time we did this, I think I was one of the directors on the little task force that worked on the methodology. I can try and find, I still have the same email as before. It may be in my old email. It may, I may be able to find something that kind of to show you what we used before, not that we have to use the same thing. Maybe that's outdated. Maybe there's better methodology or framework. But it's been, I guess my point is that it's been a while since we've done it. So I think this is great to resurrect that and maybe keep it a standing thing. Maybe change it up every year so it doesn't become like a like going through the motions of the same process every year, like maybe things, so it's more engaging rather than like a check the box thing. But definitely it's a good time to bring it back. And I can follow up with any information that I find, but I just wanted to point out that there is a specific course that was very helpful to me at the time. And as far as it being facilitated externally, I also can't remember who did that, but I think it was a retired judge, but I just don't remember her name.
Locally?
I believe so. It was back when Janet Reiser was the chair, and I think she organized it, but I just can't recall the details.
Thank you, Director Fleetgreen.
Well, I would just say I'm really glad that you brought this up. I think it would be useful. I have not taken the NRECA class because it's not part of the, no.
It's not CCD, it's one of the next ones.
I don't think I've taken the class. I do think I've heard very good things about Four Acres Board facilitated discussions, and so I think it'd be good to try and go local if we can. I think it would be very helpful. I was filling this out and I was trying to remember, because I was like, well, we do fill this out every year, but then I don't know where this goes, really.
That's a good point.
But I have done something similar for other boards that I've served on, where there's then follow-up in terms of, well, if you don't think you have, or if we are missing a core competency on the board, how do we build it from within through trainings or other opportunities? So I think this is a good start, but then the question is, okay, what do we do if we think we are missing a particular core competency communally here?
Mm-hmm.
So glad you brought it up.
Great. Yeah.
Support it.
Good. Thank you. Director Morris.
Yeah, I was going to say I was on the board when we did the 4-acre one, I think. And I agree that when we go more broadly national, we miss some of the local flavor that I think is really different. Like, I think everybody thinks they're different, but I think Alaska is really different. But I also think that we are, as a vertically integrated cooperative with like $2 billion on our balance sheet, we are different enough. I think a co-op is slightly different, that I'd love to also know what do some of those other utilities that do this on a regular basis, like what do they do and who do they use? And is there somebody, Western States, who is sort of like in this development stuff, who kind of gets the West, right, or gets some of the sort of Alaska stuff, but also has that deep like industry and co-op experience and also utility experience, right? Because I think being on a utility board is fundamentally different. And I think we had talked at one point, being as big as we are and as complex as we are, we don't have to have just one, right? Like, there are really great things that I think 4-Acre is strong on, and other I think we've used Denali and Company before, and other people that are local who are really good at Alaska. And then we could also use somebody who's really good at big utility co-ops. Like, we could have more than one because we are complex.
Good points. Director Rogers or Norland?
Yeah, let me, can you hear me okay?
Yep, just fine.
Yeah. I lost you guys there for a bit because I was trying to get my my earplugs to work, and for some reason it disconnects things. This is not the only time that's happened. But anyway, so I'm trying to remember, I've been on the board now for 12 years, and part of that was quite a long time ago. And I know that I've been through board self-evaluation processes before. One was by Judge Elaine Andrews. I think that's who it was. And I don't remember if there's any, if there might have been another one in between, like the CC's referring to when I wasn't on the board. But first of all, I don't see any harm in it at all. Let me just start with the basics. I mean, I think it's really always a good thing to do for any organization to look at themselves and see how they might be able to improve. So I'm not opposed to the, to it at all. But I'm just trying to remember what the real outcome was or value to the previous times that we've done this. I know there was a time when I was on the board where it was very dysfunctional, and it was useful to have somebody come in and try to create a better working board. I don't think that's the case now at all. Not to say that there can't be improvements, but I think that in terms of our ability to communicate, to come to consensus with this particular group of board members is really good. I've stated that before, and I still feel that way. And then I also trying to remember one of the other things that kind of boiled down to a lot of discussion about how long the meetings are. And I really hope we don't end up with something as simple as a topic as that to be what is the prominent thing that we come to after this process. So, which I think can be easily handled in a less involved way. So I guess my fundamental question is, and maybe this also goes along with the research of what other organizations have done, is like, what real value is going to come out of it? I know that the core competencies, et cetera, is a good idea, but ultimately it's our members who vote us in based upon our core competencies. And it's not to say that we can't try to improve or fill in the blanks. If there are blanks, then there probably are. But ultimately it's our members who decide that. So what, I mean, and I don't know, maybe you guys have some ideas right away. I haven't taken any of the NRACA classes on this topic, which I think are probably well done. And I think Cece said that she'd been through that, and there's a lot to be learned there. And maybe, maybe we could have a primer on that. But and again, my basic thing is I wouldn't want us to have to go through a long process that may even cost a little bit of money for a consultant or whatever, and then not really knowing what would be like the really good things that could come out of it. So anyway, that's my two cents for now.
Thanks, Jim. A response to that, Suzanne?
No, well, if Dan's ahead of me in the queue, go to Dan, but I'll jump.
No, if you want to respond, Suzanne, I was going to go a different direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Director Nordlund, I think that's a good question. That's why I guess in my head I was thinking it would be good as a group to identify if, again, communally we are lacking a core competency, if they're on this list or maybe add things in. But then how we address them with the current set of directors that we have. I mean, for example, I feel like we have Director Wiggin, who knows a lot about gas production. Great. We definitely have some core competencies, but when I look at this list too, I definitely have some weaknesses on this list. And so where are the weaknesses as a group? And then how do we address them through training or other opportunities? For example, while I have been to Beluga, I missed the trip last year, and I feel like just being out there again would increase my level of understanding of the operations there by seeing it and taking a tour that is really focused on production there. Last time I was there to kick the tires to see if the municipality wanted to sell it. So I think there's ways that internally we could fill gaps through trainings and other learning opportunities would be my recommendation.
And maybe just to also tie that in to Jim's comments about value, I mean, I think board competencies in that matrix is one of, is maybe 10% or 5% of the different issues we could identify annually to appraise ourselves on. And so that is the work of the board every year to say, okay, what are the areas in which we think we want to dig in on and see how we're operating? And if one of them is just meeting structure, and the result is how long meetings are, you know, perhaps that is more reflective of the questions that were asked and how the data was collected and what was really brought out of that conversation as well. So I think we can make it as deep as we want it to be. Director Cooper?
So I just had a little flashback. When I was very like fresh on the board, the very first time I was elected in 2012, I don't believe we had these competencies or any version of this. But now that I look at it, I remember something that we were organizing. It was either, I believe it was the first year I was on the board, we were organizing the board, its officers and who serves on what committee. And we had one of the board members was PJ Hill, and his background was in accounting and finance. And he said he wanted to be on the accounting and finance committee because he knows that. And then Susan Reeves, who's an attorney, said, I want to be on the audit and finance committee because I don't know anything about that. And I love that, how I love both perspectives. Honestly, these are good rounded list of the overall competencies that the board should have, but not everyone should have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like if our CEO here at Chugach was on a board of another company, you know, she may not have questions about their finances because she's able to understand them just by looking at them. And you want the people as well with less knowledge and background so that they can ask these questions that a member would ask. We not having that deep dive, scan through something and understand it like at once to where you don't have questions. I think it would be kind of almost a disservice to the members if we stack the board with experts that would not make room for those questions that a member might have. So that's, I just thought of that as a little flashback of what Susan said. She thinks she would be good on that committee because she knows nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Director Rogers and then Director Morse.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, kind of Jim triggered the thought. This board, in the almost 2 years I've been on the board, and you can probably testify for the last year, Catherine, but I think this board has worked extremely well together, even though I think we've got some very divergent opinions on certain topics. I think we've worked really well together because we've had a crisis. We've got a crisis in front of us. You know, and I think if you look historically at nations and states and, you know, everything else, when there's a crisis, people tend to pull together really well. So while I think the last couple of years has been exemplary, and I do think this board works together well, I agree with you, Catherine. I think in anticipation of when we get through the gas crisis, you know, we're going to be handling issues that are just as important, but are probably more chronic and less acute. And I think we need, at least for me, I haven't had practice working with this group of people through problems like that. So I think doing some level of training on that would be training or maybe facilitating a way to do that would be really valuable. As far as Suzanne's comments about, or I guess Cece's comments about experts, non-experts, I think the ideal board mix is kind of a combination of both. I mean, I know what my expertise is, and it's pretty deep, and it's been there for a long time. And I can add that, but as an example, I like being kind of like Suzanne Reeves. I like being on the audit and finance committee because, yeah, I can read a financial statement. I mean, I had a $70 million company I ran for 25 years, but I don't read you guys' financial statements the same way. And I don't feel like I'm an expert there. And I mean, this is a revelation when I was filling out the form for Stephanie too. And I think we all have different competencies. Rachel's very good at that. Mark's very good at the gas. Catherine, Mark, and I were talking about you in anticipation maybe of things to come after the election. And you're very, very good at process, which I'm not. I mean, you guys all know me, right? Sometimes I'm fire ready aim. And so I think the board has got a good diversification of skills. And I think we are, a lot of us are experts. I mean, I don't want to exclude anybody else either. I mean, I'm not excluding Cece or Jim or Suzanne. I just, how much I talk if I get going. But we've all got our areas, but we're all naive or ignorant in some places too. And I think that's a valuable, I agree with Cece, that's a valuable combination. So I guess all I'm saying is I support the idea of, as we move forward into maybe a less acute, problematic time of our co-op, I think that kind of training and facilitation can really help us.
Yeah, Dan, I think as a fellow entrepreneur, you'll appreciate, you don't write a operating agreement for the best of times, you write it for the worst of times, and you have to plan for things not to be very copacetic and us all not to get along. And if we don't have the foundation and systems in place, then when crisis does hit, we don't have the tools to get through it. And I think this is a good example of that. And Arthur brought up before the meeting too, that we have a really great board. We function at a high level. I think a tool like this can move us from good to great. And as an entrepreneur, and my mindset is always just on constant improving. And if we're not improving, and staying still means going backwards. At least that's my frame of thought and why I wanted to prioritize it.
I agree with you, Catherine. Another thought, and this will be really brief, but I think this crisis period that we've worked through has brought us to the point where we're probably going to be better at solving more chronic problems because we've learned respect for each other. And I'm going to Jim and Suzanne and I are probably politically, philosophically as different as anybody on this board, but I respect those two people very highly based on the last 2 years of my experience with them. And I actually like them both. I mean, Suzanne always tells me to shut up. She's probably about to. And I appreciate it. Right. I mean, so I think the good thing about the acute crisis situation we've gone through is I think it's built some bonds that we can then take forward. But that doesn't reduce the need for a little bit of outside help either. So now I'll shut up, Suzanne.
Director Morris.
Yeah, I just have one quick comment, which is along the lines of things that we're looking at. I don't know who comes up with this list or who decides that this list is the core competencies by which we judge ourselves. So as we look at any exercise that's like, what type of board do we want to be and where are we going? I want to give us the freedom to be like, and then what do we need to measure in terms of our skill sets? Because this is interesting.
Yeah. Well, part of this process is improving the work we do and how we do that. So hopefully that's an outcome too. But okay, I feel like, is there anything else we want to talk on this? It seems like we are collective in our support of moving forward with prioritizing this work. Director Fleet Green?
I think my only last comment is the question you just asked is sort of on the where we go with this and timing. I wanted to say, oh, I think we should do this during strategic planning, but I don't after thinking about it. I think it would be good if we did this early summer so that we were able to set aside some time as a board to go through this and then come back and reflect on it for a piece of strategic planning.
Any other thoughts on timing?
I like the 1-2 punch, and I like getting started sooner rather than later. So mm-hmm. summer, then hit again in fall.
I also
yeah,
like.
Catherine.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Dr. Nordlund.
I just so you know, I broached the topic of the value of this and based upon the discussion that I've just listened to, I want to say that I do see at least the potential for value to this. So I just didn't want my comments to be interpreted as not being supportive, but I do support it.
No, I think the comments you brought up were appropriate and the subject deserves thought and intention so that it is a valuable exercise and it's not just to check the box. So thank you for bringing that up. I tend to agree on wanting to not wait on this. I do think about how every year we have new members joining the board or the potential for new members joining the board. And so I reluctantly feel like this actually should be a year from now in April, which is why we put it on this agenda, but then I really wanted to do it right, and so I'm kind of slowing down a little bit. But, you know, if we did this in the summer, we will have one new board member and maybe two new board members participating out of seven in a board look back. And I do wonder if we're looking at years ahead and putting this on a regular occurring schedule, it shouldn't be towards the end of mm-hmm. April.
Yeah. Well, maybe we get started. I mean, we've changed again our evaluation schedule, so I think maybe we get started because I would say we have some heavy decisions ahead of us, and this might help that decision-making process. So I guess I would rather not delay and then look at how we actually put it in the calendar year in 2027 that would make more sense.
Okay. I think that this has been a good discussion and that the governance committee and management, unless Arthur, you have anything you want to add here?
I do not have anything to add.
Okay.
I think it's a good discussion though. And I really do like the continual improvement approach. I think that's fantastic.
Great. So I think we can take this, what was discussed today, I took a bunch of notes and come up with a game plan and circulate it next time we're together. Okay. That concludes new business. We'll do director comments and then we're going to move into executive session to do the Arthur's CEO evaluation. And that is our only agenda item in executive session. Unless there's anything private we need to discuss on this item further, but I don't think there is. So, director comments. Director Morse.
Yeah, apologize for the kerfuffle with getting in Teams and getting here a little late. Not a reflection of the importance of this meeting. I think this is a really great and important meeting, and I look forward to the discussion ahead. Thanks.
Director Fleet Green?
Sorry. Thought we were going to go that way. Yeah, thank you for raising this issue. I think that's great. And I would echo the comments that we got from Dan. We have a lot of differences, not differences. We come from different perspectives on this board, but I do think that is making us stronger where we have good, robust conversations. So I think this kind of exercise that you have proposed will be helpful. And then I look forward to our conversation in executive session.
Director Cooper.
I just like a high level comment. I'm glad you're tackling this topic. It'll be good to have a process set up. For going forward in a framework and some tools for self-evaluation for the board. I just wanted to note that, again, the members who come to these meetings, not just like the regular meetings, I I heard Bernie Smith's addressing the committee while I was on the online joining the meeting in person, and actually we crossed paths in the hallway because he actually had a dinner to attend and has to drive out of town and still took the time to be here to address the board. So I know we're all used to seeing Bernie, but even on a day that he has other commitments, he still makes it a point to come here. So that's pretty pretty amazing, like for a member and engagement and involvement. So shout out to Bernie Smith.
Director Rogers?
Well, Cece stole my thunder. I not only appreciate Bernie coming every meeting, but the fact that I appreciated his comments today, too, about Arthur. And obviously, I'm not going to say too much about that because that's for executive session, but I appreciate the fact that our members come in and tell us what they think about our executive staff and CEO, and that they appreciate the work that they're doing. That means a lot to me.
Director Norland.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine. I also appreciate you bringing up the topic of the board self-evaluation. I think it's a good thing to do, and I'm glad we're going to go about this in a structured way. I guess I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Arthur.
I guess I'll just reiterate that the discussion regarding the board's assessment really is a reflection of this organization, its entirety. We are all about continual improvement, and it's great that we're operating in that direction, not only from the board level, but through the entire organization. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's time we catch up with you and focus on this at the board as well. So thanks, everyone, for letting me take time on the agenda for this topic and for your thoughts and commitment as well. And thanks to Bernie for highlighting his experience and all the good work Arthur does as well. Okay, next on the agenda is look for a motion to go into an executive session. As previously mentioned, we are discussing personnel matters and working on the chief executive officer evaluation.
I would move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(4), the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you. We are now in executive session. We'll take a brief break, and we'll text you, Jim and Dan, when we're getting ready to come back on in about 10 minutes. Good. Okay, we are out of executive session. Just to note for the record, executive session had two agenda items in it. Agenda item A, board performance reflection and feedback. We did not discuss everything that was needed to be discussed happened in open session during new business. So the only thing discussed during executive session was the CEO evaluation. And there is no new business, and I will look for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.